been a week since what, you know, since Sunday, and since what we saw there on Sunday. It's been obviously a tough two games for you, man. I mean, your Chiefs let you down, your Saints let you down. Are you shocked that, you know, one of those two teams are not in the Super Bowl?
Paul, I'm very shocked. I'm very upset, especially the way the game's ended. You know, New Orleans, that game, I mean, that was a travesty what happened. But, I mean, Kansas City's defense, I mean, I understand the offense. First of all, you win the coin toss, and who doesn't receive? So you let Tom Brady have the ball and drive right down the field. I mean, in the NFL, you don't not take a coin toss. It doesn't happen in the NFL. So, I mean, I don't know what is scared, what the defense scared. I mean, they weren't putting any pressure on the quarterback. I mean, Eric Berry was trying, but he's not the Eric Berry old, and he's undersized to be trying to cover Gronkowski one-on-one. So, I mean, they took advantage of the matchups in the overtime drive. You don't even stop them at all. I mean, it was a little disappointing to see, even when the Chiefs started picking it up and playing better, that, you know, they couldn't even slow them down well. So I was shocked by that.
So just going back to the receiving a kick and kicking off, there has been a trend in the NFL where teams are starting to defer now. I mean, you know, the thought is maybe you get that extra possession in the second half. But, kind of looking at your thought process here, I'm thinking maybe, you know, considering the strength of the Chiefs team is their offense, maybe you do start with that offense to kind of set a tone.
Well, why wouldn't you? And especially as well as the Chiefs defense has been playing, I would have rather their offense get out there and set the tone and get them guys going and get them pumped up with them moving the ball down the field to set the tone. You came to our house. We won it. Let's get the ball first. Let's go out here and set the tone. You know, I mean, instead, you let them get the ball, and they drive right down the field, and they set the tone.
Yeah,
so
they did.
I didn't understand it.
I will say, I will give the Patriots defense credit in that first half. I mean, they did a great job against that Chiefs offense. They did a great job of slowing them down there in that first half. But then, you know, obviously they shut them out 14-0 going into halftime. But then that Chiefs offense started to pick it up there in that second half.
And Paul, you tell me this: they were keeping the extra guy in. They were keeping a back or a tight end in. So how are those guys getting all this pressure and doing this stuff to the Chiefs at home when they're keeping guys in the block? I mean, they were keeping extra guys in. It looked like guys were running wide open.
They made a lot of adjustments from game one
To me, Paul, it looked like the Chiefs were a step slower. It looked like New England was running and were playing better on their field than the Chiefs were playing on their own home field.
Early, yes, definitely. You know, and here's also the thing New England did. They came out and they punched the Chiefs in the mouth. They were able to run the ball effectively, which was key. I mean, that was huge, their ability to run the ball with Burkhead.
And we talked about this.
Yeah, with Burkhead and Michelle. I mean, they had over 100, they had 176 yards rushing. So, I mean, 176 yards
on the ground.
They did
the same thing against the Chargers last week.
Pretty much.
So you knew what they were going to do, and you couldn't defend it?
I mean, obviously, the Chiefs defensively have had issues throughout the course of this year. And, I mean, the defense didn't do its job throughout the season. It didn't do its job last Sunday. And that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, they were 31st in the league, 27th, whatever they rank. And it's not good.
They're 31st.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
They're near the bottom. They're definitely near the bottom.
Well, that's why they're going to hire Spagnuolo or another D coordinator because of that.
Yep, Spagnuolo is the guy they're supposed to hire. So, I mean, that's – we'll see if the defense can get better. I mean, here's my thing.
Well,
Go ahead.
Well, then, if you weren't getting better and you saw the team had its potential and you had home field, you could have made some changes during the season.
You mean change the D coordinator mid-year?
No, we'll change something. Somebody's got to somebody else got to take control to get some fire lit up on these guys.
Right. It was definitely, here's also the thing. I mean, there's not many times, the NFL's a long season, you know better than I do. It's a long season, and there's not many opportunities and not many times where you get home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And so when you get that, you have to take advantage of it. And unfortunately, the Chiefs weren't able to do it. Tough, tough loss for them. And, obviously, we can look at that D Ford play. I mean, they had the interception, D Ford lining up offside. I mean, it can happen to anybody. It's a tough, tough situation. D Ford had a solid season for the Chiefs this year. But, I mean, that's got to be tough for him to go out on that note.
Well, he was looking at the tackle, and the tackle was lined up in the backfield pretty much. So they could have – basically, they could have called a double penalty because he wasn't looking across the line. He was looking at the tackle and lining up according to where he thought the tackle was lined up. So in his if he didn't look down the line, then the tackle was pretty much lined up too far back too. They could have called that. And that's what he was going off of, not looking down the line at the ball, which he should have been. But I will tell you this. They got Mahomes, who is a different quarterback than anybody. The offense has a bunch of guys and the best tight end in the league. Gronk showed you who he was and why he's going to be a Hall of Famer in that game. And I will tell you this, the Chiefs will be back a lot coming up in the future if they add pieces to that defense and get some more running backs and shore up and get some more players, a lot, mostly draft defense. The Chiefs will be knocking on the door, and with that young quarterback, Mahomes, they will be building some type of dynasty. So for this is this kid's first year starting, and he's just now figuring things out. So when you put more weapons around him, and Sammy Watkins was out most of the year, and then they lost Hunt going into the playoffs, and he's still able to go up and down the field. So if you put me, you give me some more weapons, and you keep that young group intact, you tell me how good the Chiefs are going to be in the next couple of years, Paul. And I'll argue they got a chance to win a couple of rings with that young boy in Kansas City.
Well, let's be honest. Patrick Mahomes is a stud. And the moment, wasn't too big for him last Sunday. He did everything in his power to get the victory for the Kansas City Chiefs. And quite frankly, it is what it is. But if the Chiefs would have got the ball first in overtime, they probably win the game, and we're probably talking about the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But the reality is, they got a lot of Tyreek Hill. He's a stud. Obviously, Mahomes is a stud. It's tough, the situation with Kareem Hunt. Very tough situation, but the reality is he's gone.
If they have Kareem Hunt, I think they probably it's a different game. If they have Kareem Hunt, they probably take that kick first, and they don't defer it. And I think it's a different outcome in that game.
Well, Damian Williams did play well. He did play well in that game.
He played well, but he's still not Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, he's not Kareem Hunt. He's definitely not Kareem Hunt. But he did well in that game. I think, his production was good enough in that particular game for the team to win. But I will agree with you, he's no Kareem Hunt. And obviously, not having Kareem Hunt, it hurt. It definitely hurt. But, I mean, this is a team, to your point, if they can shore up some things on defense, they have something. They have something.
And Eric Berry tried hard, but he's a shell of himself. He was hurt most of the year. I think he's done in Kansas City. So, I mean, things happen. You got to get some more pass rush. I don't know what's going on with Houston in this contract, D Ford. But they got to get some pass. They got to get more pass rush. They got to get some. I would draft pass rush, secondary, running back. I think those are the key positions. Safety. So it's some good players in the draft. Like you said, you show up, you draft well, and let's see what happens because they got a good nucleus and they're young. That nucleus on that team is very young.
They are definitely a young football team. And again, you got that guy with Mahomes. So anytime you have, that's the key to winning the NFL. You got to get that franchise quarterback. They got their franchise quarterback. I will say, in terms of them getting after the quarterback, statistically, they're at the, you know, they did well in terms of getting after the quarterback. They got to shore up that run game. You know, they got to shore up their run defense. You know, they got gashed big time throughout the course of the season on the ground. And obviously, they were gashed by the New England Patriots on Sunday. They got to shore up that run defense. They got to do better with that run defense moving forward. And again, they got a lot of work to do. You know, they got to definitely fix. They got to fix it. They got to fix that defense. They got to fix that defense if they want to have anything or want to be where they want to be moving forward. They got to fix the defense next season. And, you know, obviously firing Bob Sutton, I believe, is a step in the right direction. It's a step in that direction of trying to fix that defense. I mean, they just need the defense to be middle of the road. They need to be a middle of the pack defense. That's all they need. They need a defense that's middle of the pack, especially if they have the offense that they've had last season. So we'll see. We're talking to Hall of Famer Willie Rowe. So let me ask you this. Andy Reid, in your opinion, still the right guy to get this done?
Yeah, he's still the right guy right now. I think he's fine. He did a great job. They did a great job getting Mahomes to get him ready to play at the level he played at this year. I was surprised. I know he started that one game against Denver, but I was very surprised at the level that he played at this year and was able to play all year, especially in some big games. And the way he bounced back and showed maturity way past his years playing his first year starting. And that's why, if you've seen the reports, how many years did he have left on his contract? But, Paul, he's about to sign a 5-year, $200 million extension. I thought it was going to be in that range, but I thought it was going to be more like a 6-year deal. I'm hearing that it's a 5-year deal that's going to be around $200, but you still have to add on the other year or two he has left on the deal. But he's not going anywhere, and that's smart of the Chiefs. We talked about this, Paul, to go ahead and lock him up now so you don't have to worry about him.
For sure. I mean, he's a stud. He's a stud, and he's the next big thing. He is the thing at this point. And when you have a franchise quarterback, you always have a chance. You always have a shot. And if this guy can continue to play at this level, I mean, I'm not expecting 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
You look at it like this. He threw 50 touchdowns. The year that Brady did it, he had Randy Moss. This guy threw 50 touchdowns, and who's the number one receiver? Kelce might be the number. Look at the numbers. He threw 50 touchdowns, and he really doesn't have a Pro Bowl receiver. He's got Tyreek Hill. He's got Kelce.
Tyreek Hill.
But he doesn't have a number one receiver. Not a consistent one yet. Give him a consistent number one receiver with those guys. Come on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they have a lot there. They definitely have a guy that can lead this thing moving forward. And that's a credit to Andy Reid. You know, he knows quarterback play better than anybody. You know, they're better than a lot of people. I don't want to say better than anybody, but better than a lot of people. So his ability to put together and draft a quarterback like Pat Mahomes is big time in these. He's proven to be a big
and while,
time.
While we're talking, Paul, right now, the Kansas City Chiefs have hired Spagnuolo as the defensive coordinator.
So he's a guy that definitely, we'll see if they
and
can.
And he's also the guy who beat the Patriots with the New York Giants.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I remember that. So he definitely, we'll see what he can do, see if he can work his magic. Because Tom Brady's going to be around for a little bit, it seems. At least for a couple more years, at least. I mean, he's still playing at an all-time level. What does this say about Tom Brady to lead this team to the Super Bowl one more time. I mean, just a ninth time. I mean, I think it's safe to say at this point that he is the greatest of all time.
The nine to eight straight AFC championships. That's unheard of. Eight straight AFC championship games. Nine Super Bowls. In this day and age, back in the day when you had just Vince Lombardi and the Green Bay Packers and you only had two or three good teams. This is 2018, 19 now. Unheard of.
That's in the salary cap era.
Unheard of what they've been able. And think about it. A lot of the guys he has are not Pro Bowlers or all pro players. They're just good football players, real good, tough, hard-nosed football teams that have real good football players across the board, but not a lot of, you know, just Hall of Fame, all-star players. How many Hall of Fame guys he played with on that offense? He played with Randy Moss 1 year, really, but other than that, how many Hall of Fame guys did he play with?
I guess you could say Gronk is going to be a Hall of Famer. Other than Gronk,
Gronk's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Other than Randy Moss, probably
Randy
it.
Was there for a couple of years.
Probably it.
Unbelievable.
He's the type of guy that, you know, he's done a lot, but not always on paper the greatest of talent. I mean, guys like Deion Branch, you know, who led the way for him at one point, and, you know, Troy Brown. And Troy Brown, I mean, those guys don't stink, but, I mean, they're not the top of the, you know, top names in this league. They're not. But, I mean, those guys don't stink. Edelman doesn't stink. But again, they're not a Randy Moss. They're not, you know, these top guys around the league. But Tom Brady is special. It's just a credit to him to be able to get this team back to a Super Bowl one more time. I didn't think they were going to do it. But they were able to do it. They were ultimately able to get it done. Let me ask you this. You know, in this game, we had the situation where the Patriots got the ball first. And they went down and scored. Chiefs weren't able to get their hands on the ball. What are your thoughts on the overtime brawl? To me, I'm okay with the way it is. It's not like they kicked a field goal. They had to score a touchdown. They scored the touchdown. So as far as I'm concerned, the overtime rules, I'm good with them. How do you view it?
The overtime, I had no problem with it. You know, I mean, if you kick a field goal, they would have had a chance to get the ball back. I mean, if you can't stop them from going down and scoring a touchdown, I mean, this isn't college football where you're just going to keep giving guys chances and going to so many overtime. It's the NFL. It's hard to play those games. So I don't have a problem with it. We can address the New Orleans Saints and that deal, which I heard they're going to address if there's a penalty, like if they'll, in the last 5 minutes, they'll be able to contest the if you think it's a pass interference penalty, the coach can contest it the last 5 minutes. I think that rule change needs to be added. But, I mean, if you hold them to a field goal and you go down and you're going to get a chance to score, I'm fine with the overtime rules.
And let's get to the Saints. Let's get to the Saints and Rams. You know, talking to you last week, I got the sense that you wanted to pick the Rams in that particular game. You didn't do it. You didn't pick anybody. But I got the sense that you really wanted to pick the Rams in that particular game. But ultimately, you know, the Rams were able to get it done. The Saints got out early, 13-0. But in reality, you know, some of those field goals should have been touchdowns, especially when you play against a team like the Rams. You got to score touchdowns.
And I told you,
like
that defense stepped up. That defense stepped up, Paul. I mean, with Sue has been playing out of his mind this playoff. Donald got going. Fowler made some plays. You got Talib back there. Peters. I mean, that defense started playing, and they held them when they needed to hold them, and didn't give up those touchdowns early. They should have been 14, and they held them to a couple field goals early.
Yes, and here's the thing. Just looking at that Saints offense in these playoffs, it wasn't great. I mean, 20 points against the Eagles, 23 against the Rams. Their offense really wasn't that great in these playoffs. And, you know, I remember you saying last week, you know, the offense really struggled down the stretch. It still put up some numbers, but it wasn't putting up the numbers that it was putting up earlier in the season. That offense in these in the playoffs wasn't really that great.
It wasn't. And they struggled some in the playoffs. And I thought they were just, you know, they went to Kamara a lot out the backfield, but they weren't running the ball a lot, Paul. You know, it's, you know, when Watson and those guys went out and that big tight end dropped that one touchdown, you know, I thought they would run the ball more, get after more. But, you know, Breeze is so accurate. You know, they relied on him a lot. You know, another thing Kansas City and these teams have to understand, if Kansas City is going to be a lot better, we were the same way. We scored a lot of points in bunches, but we scored points too fast. You have to, in the late in the game, Paul, you have to have a fourth quarter offense, so you eat up the clock, you run the ball, you pound the ball, you keep the other team off the field. And that's what this game, this Super Bowl is going to come down to. Who's going to be able to establish a ground game, which the Rams have been doing and the Patriots have been doing? Who's going to control the clock and control the tempo of the game? It's going to come down to some plays. I see this game being tight again. It's hard to pick against Brady. We haven't gotten there yet, but it's going to come down to again. In the playoffs, you want to slow the game down when you can, and you want to control the tempo and control the clock, especially if you get a lead.
You know, obviously, they settled for field goals, but they could have scored more. They had to score more because the Rams are a prolific offense, but I will give the Saints defense some credit. They played well in that game. But at the end of the day, they had opportunities, chances to score more points. They couldn't get it done. And going back to that final sequence and with the pass interference, and which ultimately, you know, obviously was a very egregious no call. So let me ask you this. We look at that game. We look at that drive. You know, you get the big play to Ted Ginn. You know, two-minute warning goes by. So you have an opportunity to, you know, lessen the clock and also get points at the same time. You know, they all ultimately threw some passes. You know, the play calling was a little questionable down there. You know, Rams ultimately got the ball back with a minute and 43 seconds. That shouldn't be.
No, it should have been. Everybody talked about that, Paul. Why did they not run the ball, eat some clock, make the Rams use their timeouts to right there in that situation? And everybody was trying to figure out, you know, what was he doing throwing the ball? You know, so you're right. You know, that should have been a penalty in that situation. But, you know, a lot of people said that, you know, the ball should have been ran so the Rams would have been using their timeout.
Right. Definitely. And let's go to that play. Obviously, it was a bad call. It was definitely a bad call. It was a call that had to be made. I look at it this way. If they're going to replay pass interference, I think it should just be like, you know, a coach has two challenges. A coach should continue to have two challenges. And if the coach decides to challenge a pass interference call, then that is his right. But I think, you know, two challenges – and that's it. But I also believe in terms of this, if they're going to do it, I think it should be on calls that are already made. So if that pass interference call was made, for example, if that pass interference call was made, the Rams will have an opportunity to challenge it. That's the way it should be. I don't think it should be challenges on no calls in pass interference, because I think it gets a little sketchy there. It gets a little hairy there.
So if it's a no call, you can't challenge. You can only challenge it if it's a call. So hold on. It was a no call, though. So are you saying they can't challenge it because it was a no call? Or you want them to be able to challenge it because it was no call?
In my opinion, that's the way it should be. It should only be challengeable if it's called.
But nothing was called. So then you're saying it shouldn't have been challenged?
No, I'm saying it shouldn't have been challenged. That's it.
Okay.
But here's
I don't know how they're going to do it, but you are going to be able to, they're saying that you are going to be able to challenge in the last 5 minutes. Now, I don't know how they're going to set this up, but this is what they're saying.
Here's the thing, and I'm one of these guys who believe that you should use replay as much as you can, as much as possible. You do have to be mindful. You do have to be careful slowing the game down. But I think the way technology is, it seems like they can do this in a manner that's quick. I mean, I would think they could do it in a quick manner, in a way that doesn't slow the game down too much. But that's something they got to figure out moving forward. But with all this technology, there almost shouldn't be, and I know it's going to happen, but there almost shouldn't be any bad calls because there's so much technology out there that can kind of remedy all those things. I don't know.
You're right. With all the technology, they should be able to figure this out. They should be able to figure it out in a way that it doesn't interfere with the quality of the game.
Yeah,
but you can't
exactly
mess up a call like that, period.
But
not in that situation, in that type of playoff game.
I'm also thinking in terms of the personal foul calls, because here's the reality of that. I mean, that's a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, with the personal foul. So let's go to the Chiefs game. So with the personal foul call, like when it's a bad personal foul call, like what happened in the Chiefs game, you're saying they should be able to contest that and maybe get that overturned, because that's a key third down in the game on a key drive.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should. Again, same rule. You got your two challenges. If you get two challenges correct, you get an extra one. But the reality is, if same rules, if you don't have any challenges, can't do it. But if you have challenges, you should be able to do it in that particular situation. That's just the way I see it. I mean, you know, because these personal foul calls, there's a lot of personal foul calls.
A lot of them are terrible.
In the National Football League. And
that are not personal fouls.
Right. And that
I
one
agree
was
with
terrible.
You.
That
I
one
agree
was terrible.
You. And that was a third down. Wasn't it? They got a bunch of calls on third down, didn't they, Paul?
I think that was that would have been third down.
The guy looked like he dropped the ball, and they said it was a catch. But you know, like you said, if you can contest now. If you, let's say you get them right, if you get the calls right, you get another one, you know, because especially in those key situations, in those games, when it comes down to it, and then the good thing is you get to work the kinks out during the regular season. Come playoff time, a couple of those calls here or there are going to be going to make a difference in the game, and you're going to want, as a coach, you're going to want to have the option to get those calls right and make sure you get a chance to use those flags in those good situations, because those are going to be key points in the game. And if they did have either team had that chance, you're saying the Saints wouldn't have had a chance. If you do have that in Kansas City, then they might have won that football game.
And the thing was, the NFL, bigger, stronger, faster. So it's so hard to officiate these games. I mean, these things are fast. These guys are moving fast. And I don't think it's all on the referees, to be honest with you. I think part of it is on the rules. I think the rules, the way, how many rules they have and all these different, you know, rules that they're putting in place, I think it's hard for these guys. It's hard to figure out what a penalty is. I mean, it's hard to figure out sometimes. I mean, I don't really, really know what a legitimate tackle looks like in the National Football League. I mean, I have a guess. But I don't really necessarily know. And I think that's an issue as well. And that's not really all on the officials. I think that's also on the way the rules are. I mean, I know you want to protect everybody, and that's a good thing. That's a great thing, actually. And I'm not saying these rules are actually bad, but I just think it's going to be hard to officiate because they're so – it's tough. This is football at the end of the day. It's a physical game. It's a tough game. And things happen. People get hurt, unfortunately.
Well, we did get some good news today, Paul. I did see a report while I was at the gym that the concussions were down 23.8% in 2018. So I think that's good. I think the NFL is doing a real good job of doing better at protecting guys, making sure guys are in protocol, making sure guys are not getting hurt. And we'll want to wish our best wishes go out to Oladipo. Yesterday tore his quad tendon. I had a teammate that tore that. That's a tough injury that he's young to come back from. That's worse than ACL. When you kneecap, you got to get all that stuff back healed up in there. So he's going to have a long recovery, but just switching gears a little bit, you know, I'm wishing him and his family the best dealing with that torn quad tendon.
For sure, for sure. Prayers out to all the people in his family. Hope he can come back. He's having a good year for sure, so hope he can come back and, you know, do some big things moving forward. We're talking to Hall of Famer Willie Rowe. So the Saints moving forward, can they get back to this point? I mean, Drew Brees is not getting any younger. I mean, can they get back to this point?
I think they have a good nucleus. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Mark Ingram. Some people saying that might be his last game. I think Drew Brees will be back next year. They have a young line. They have Kamara. They have Michael Thomas. The defense played well. I think they can. I mean, they were knocking on the door 2 years ago when they got beat in Minnesota. The question is, can they get back to the point where you get home field again throughout, or are you going to have to go on the road like they did last year when they lost at Minnesota in a tough game? So, that, you know, it's hard to get home field throughout the playoffs. You have to have an excellent season. Those years don't come along that often. I mean, the last time the Saints did have it, they went to the Super Bowl and won it. So that's the Chiefs' main progress. They hadn't won a playoff game in 25 since 93. So them winning the playoff game, they made progress. Even though it was a good game, I mean, they had a chance to win. Defensively should have stepped up when they got it going offensively. So, outside of that, I give them a little – you know, things, they had it in their control to win that football game, and they couldn't stop them in overtime. So that's different than what happened in New Orleans and Kansas City. Kansas City's got to step up and take over that football game, and they never did.
And then in overtime, Drew Brees throws that pick. Fowler calls, you know, hits him. Ball pops up in the air. They get the pick. Tough situation. I mean, you know, Drew Brees is 40 years old. I mean, he's still playing at a high level, but for how long? I mean, how long? You know,
he's playing at a real high level, Paul. I would say him and Tom Brady both probably have 2 or 3 years if they want to go 2 or 3 more years. I say they both got 2 or 3 more years. I can see Drew going out there next year. What if Tom? This is my question to you, Paul. If Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl this year, why not just walk away? You're 41 years old. Why not walk away a champ?
That's hard to walk away when you're still playing at a high level.
Yeah, but go out. But you want to go out on top, Paul. You're 41. You don't know what's going to happen next year. Next year, he could just fall apart. Both of them have shown kinks in the armor. So I'm saying, if you're 41 and you got a chance to win a Super Bowl, like Tom Brady does this year after he lost last year, and you go out there and you win this, why not just walk away on top? I mean, what are you going to do, play another year? What if you go out there next year and you start playing bad? Gronkowski, you're going to need Gronk. Gronkowski, so this is my deal. If Tom Brady's coming back next year, he's got to talk Gronk into coming back for the last year on his contract.
So let me ask you this. When you called it quits, I think I remember you saying that, you know, you still could have kept playing on. Do you regret leaving when you left?
Physically, I wasn't feeling as good. So I don't regret it. I mean, I wanted to play one more year, but I wasn't going to sacrifice me not knowing if I was going to hold up and be limping around in and out of the lineup like I had that year to go out and play. I didn't want to do that. I made second team all pro, and I missed 6 games. So I was very important to the offense. But my thing was, I want to be healthy. I got a lot of life to play, live after football, you know, and this stuff that you do playing on the field, it's not going away. So, you know, all the stuff that Gronk and these guys are going to deal with that you have, I mean, look at Alex Smith right now. You know, Alex Smith has got that thing all around his leg, you saw, Paul. And,
right.
and he's going to be dealing with that leg the rest of his life. I mean, when you tear stuff up in your leg and then you heal it up, it doesn't heal up. It's got to drain. It's got to do stuff properly. And so it has to function. You're going to have issues. So guys think, you know, guys want to play forever. You know, you're 40, 40, 41, 42 years old, or you're in your mid-30s. You know, Paul, they're shooting you up. They're giving you this. You're getting massages. You're doing all this stuff. When you're done playing ball, you're not going to be doing all that stuff. See, you know, you're not taking all them shots. You're not doing, you know, so it's an adjustment period. So, I mean, if I had played another year, Paul, you know, I've had surgeries and dealt with stuff that I didn't know what was going on. I know now. You know, who knows? You know what damage I could have done if I tried to play one more year. You don't know. So my thing is, I'm trying to do the best I can to take care of myself and to trim down and be around here a while. You know, take care of my kids, and I have another grandchild on the way. So, you know, life is important after football. You have a lot of life to live. So, just be smart about it.
For sure. So let me ask you this: Super Bowl 53. Rams, Patriots, we're about a week away. At this point, how are you viewing Super Bowl 53?
I think we got another heck of a game. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I like the Patriots are playing some outstanding football. I think the Rams are going to be – I think it would have been great to see Drew Brees versus Tom Brady, you know, those two legends of the game going at each other. I think you got a young quarterback, but you got a veteran defense. Whew, it's a tough one to pick. I mean, I think this is going to be exciting. Like that. I think this is going to be similar to that Eagles Patriots game. It's going to be an exciting game. It's going to be some points scored. It's going to come down to who's got the ball and who can make the plays to figure out who wins this thing. I mean, I can't bet against Tom Brady, but you know, if you want a recipe for a guy that can get after a quarterback and you got to put pressure on him up the gut, you got it. You got the guys that can do it right here with the Rams. So he's not moving around. So if the Rams want to win this game, you got to get to Brady.
Yeah, definitely. And we've seen the blueprint. I mean, the Giants twice were able to effectively get after Tom Brady. And ultimately, we're able to beat the Patriots, those two times because of their ability to get after Brady, you know, get him on his back a few times, you know, make him hurry a little bit from time to time.
Yeah, they weren't blitzing. They were rushing four.
Yeah. And they got after Brady, and ultimately, they were able to win. So, you got frame your game right now. What's going on there?
Everything's good, man. You know, still selling stuff. You know, fans can go to Fanatics, go to NFL Shop Fanatics, go to Frame Your Game, go to Fanatics or NFL Shop and type in NFL helmet license plate frames and go pick out the team and get your team and support your team. And then if you look a little further and type in certain players, we still have ones available with the players in them. We still have some available with your favorite NFL stadium in them. So we want the fans to buy them out, sell them out, and we can get ready and get this thing going again this year.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So make sure you guys go out there, frameyourgame.com.
Who you got in the game, Paul?
Man, it's too early. It's too early. I'm still giving it some thought, still thinking about it. Part of me would like to see Brady. I'm not a huge Tom Brady Patriots fan, but part of me likes to see history. So part of me wouldn't mind seeing six. But I will say coming into this season, I think everybody, when they looked at the Rams, they looked at a team that had maybe the most talent in football, especially with some of the additions that they added in the offseason. We all looked at the Rams as probably the most talented team in football. And they got to the Super Bowl, and I look at this team as still being a very talented football team, and I'm leaning towards the Rams at this point, but it is hard to go against Brady. But I'm leaning towards the Rams.
I'm leaning towards the Rams a little bit myself. Again, it's hard to go against Brady. I think it's going to come down to some plays. Who can get after who up front? Both these coaches, you got the young gun versus the coach just turned 33 years old. You got another young coach. Everybody looking for their young Sean McVay now. So this coach just turned 33 years old. This coaching against Bill Belichick, maybe arguably the best coach to ever do it. So again, we got somebody, another one. He's trying to dethrone the great one. And like I said, I think Kansas City, the next couple of years, are going to be the team to beat in the AFC. And I think they'll be sitting perched up there for a while. Phillip Rivers, all these other guys are getting older. And you got Mahomes sitting right there waiting in the wings. If he had a little more help on defense, he might be there this year. But I say with the hiring of Spagnuolo, they're going to get that defense better. And like you said, if their middle of the pack are better and that offense is still productive, look out. They'll be running through that league.
Definitely. Like we said, all they need is a competent defense, an average defense. They were very below average this year. All they need is an average defense. If they can have an average defense, they should be okay, especially if this offense continues to be what we think this offense will be moving forward. So you do expect Andy Reid at some point in time to get a championship with the Saints, not the Saints, with the Chiefs.
I expect Andy Reid and the Chiefs to have a ring in the next 3 years.
That's fair. We'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. Here's what also will say. It takes a lot to be able to put yourself in position to get home field advantage and to be able to get to the Super Bowl and ultimately win a Super Bowl. So when you get this close and fail, that's a tough, tough situation. But again, they have an opportunity to get back because they have Patrick Mahomes and they have a lot of talent. We'll see what happens. Willie, appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.